It says, they shout for joy when the godless die. Because when the godless are here and they're ruling, what happens to us? There's war. There's turmoil. You know, there's all kinds of things. And like I say, it's unfortunate that only God knows how many men and women, you know, are in our government. I mean, even local government right here in the Dallas Metroplex that are ruling us that are just as godless as they can be. I mean, you know, I think about, of course, whenever talking about New Orleans a while ago, I think about whenever they were going to have that huge homosexual parade in New Orleans. And the pastors went to the city trying to get a building permit for a church, and they wouldn't pass it. Absolutely wouldn't pass it. But yet they had passed this thing to let this parade come to town that was going to be the biggest perverted parade that ever been in New Orleans. And 12 days before Katrina came, it was on TBN, those pastors that were trying to get the building permit happened to be on TBN. And they were on the show that night, and whenever it came the time, and they was talking, said, you know, we don't know why the city officials would not approve the building permit for a new church when they had just approved this thing. So we even took video clips down there and showed the city officials what these people were going to do and the wickedness that they're going to perform on the streets of our city in New Orleans, and said they wouldn't approve the church, but they said we're going to approve the parade. There was a prophet right then started speaking, and they put the cameras on him. He said, God has said enough is enough is enough. He said, New Orleans will be destroyed. The water will rise, and the death will be there, and the stench will be there, and many will die, and it will happen shortly. And in 12 days, New Orleans was destroyed. Isn't that something? I mean, somebody said, well, that's just a coincidence. Well, you're not going to never convince me that was a coincidence. That was a judgment from God for the wickedness that they were going to do. And it happened just a matter of days before that parade was going to be performed. But the parade did not happen. You know, it didn't happen. So, there wasn't nothing left. Okay, let's go to the next scriptures. Hard work means prosperity. Now, how many people today, whenever you say hard work, how many of them want a job that you have to work hard at? How many people want a job today that's easy? Is that what we want? We don't want to have to work hard. We want to have to work easy. We don't want to have to put in no time. We want to go to work at 9, you know, and then take an hour coffee break, and then at noon take a 2-hour lunch break, and then come back to work and go home at 3. That's what we want. That's what we would like, and not do a whole lot in between. That would be the kind of job we would love to have. But hard work means prosperity. But how many people want to be prosperous? Everybody. Everybody wants to be prosperous, or nearly everybody wants to be prosperous. You'll find some people that don't care. You know, they don't care. They just, well, if I can just make enough to get by today, I'm okay. No. I want to be prosperous. I want to be successful. The Word of God says a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That's what I want to be. I want to leave an inheritance for my children's children. You know, I don't want to just be a man that just barely squeaks by and barely has enough to meet my bills. I want to have an abundance. I don't have to be a multimillionaire, but that would be nice too, you know. That would be nice, but I don't mind it. Hard work means prosperity. Only fools idle away their time. Do you know any of those kind of people? I do. Only fools idle away their time. Some people will not do anything. I mean, they sleep a lot. They don't work when they get up. They don't want to work. They want to sit around and talk. They don't want to go out and work. They always want to think about what they might want to do someday. But they do a lot of talking. I mean, go out and pass out flyers so I can get more work? Give me a break. No. If you want to work, you got to do all that stuff, right, Lisa? And then you got to get in there and get to work, and you got to do a good job. If you don't do a good job, you can't keep to work. You know, you got to be good at what you do. So, only fools idle away their time. thieves are jealous of each other's loot, while the godly bear their own fruit. You know, so, I mean, I don't want to be associated with thieves, do you? I don't want nothing to do with these guys. You know, I mean, I want to produce my own fruit. The godly, we will bear our own fruit. Now, of course, as the godly work and we bear our fruit, which is money to a degree here, we can also bear fruit for the kingdom. And that's what God sent us here to do, to bear fruit for the kingdom. You know, He expects you and me to either, well, He expects us to do good. In fact, for the brethren, He tells us we're supposed to love the brethren with a fervent love. But He says we're supposed to love everybody. Now, some people out there in the world, it's not real easy to love. Have y'all experienced any of those kind of folks? There's some of them out there not real easy to love, but there's also some of us Christians that's not real easy to love. I know there's times in my life when I'm a lot easier to love than other days. You know, some days I go through those trials and tests, and sometimes I'm not real easy to love. But did God tell you to love me in the good times and the bad times? He did, didn't He? When I'm good and when I'm bad. But it's better when we're good, because it's a whole lot easier to love you when you're good. That's just the way life is. But how many people is going to be good all the time? You know anybody? You know, you don't know anybody? I don't know anybody either. You know, I think about, since we all live together out there in the ministry center, I have to tell on Dave every once in a while because he wouldn't mind telling on me, I know. You know, not telling me much. Huh? I get tickled at him once in a while when his lovely bride will do something, you know, and she says something maybe he doesn't like. He's just as bad as I am. He'll look at her and say, "Woman, we ain't going there," just like that. You know what I mean, right? "Woman, we ain't going there. We ain't going there." You know, now. You know, there is times when your spouse will say something that either you don't want to do or you don't like. Is that right, Kim? Does your husband ever do anything like that to you? Oh, he does too. In other words, he's a normal man, isn't he? So, but you got to love him in the good times and the bad times, don't you? Yeah, see. But see, it's a whole lot easier to love him when he's nice and lovable and cuddly, isn't it? But when he's not, when he's a bear, when he comes home, it ain't too easy to love the critter, is it? But us guys are going to be bears once in a while, so you guys will get used to it. You know, of course, sometimes you girls, y'all are that nice, soft little kitty cat. And then sometimes you got your claws showing. You know? Do y'all know what I mean? Oh, you don't know what I mean. No. Sure you know what I mean. Everybody has those kind of days. You know, I mean, just like, in fact, I'll tell you, up there in the church that I was teaching at on Sunday morning, I made a statement about the reason a lot of people are sick in the church is because we, as husband and wife, do not do what God commands us. I said, now God told the husband to love the wife like He loved the church and gave His life for her. But I said, I don't know many men that meet that criteria. I don't know any men that meet that 24/7. There's times when we do, but there's times when we're not lovable and that we don't love and it seems like nothing's going right. Well, I guess maybe I shouldn't talk for all of y'all, but I'm just talking for me right now. I don't know y'all, but I think I know human beings. I think I know that there's times when us guys don't love our mate like Christ loved the church. You know that? I think we don't. But there's times when we do. But I do know also that He told the wife she is to submit to the husband in all things. And when I made that statement, there was one of the older women sitting back there in the back. As soon as I said, the wife must submit to the husband in all things according to God's word. If she doesn't, it will bring devastation upon the family. I said, it's rebellion on her part, and it's like witchcraft, and where that's available, all kinds of wickedness is there, and so all kinds of evil is there. And this woman got up and she walked out. She ain't going with me no further than that. That's it. When I said, wives, submit to your husband, forget it. She got up and walked out of the service. Isn't that amazing? Just a coincidence, that's exactly when she wanted to walk out, when I made that statement. You know how hard it is for a husband to love his wife like Christ loved the church 24/7? You know how hard that is? You know how hard it is for a wife to submit to her husband, especially when he's not that lovable, good, sweet guy? When he's not doing something that she likes? I mean, it's easy to submit to him when he's asking you to do something you want to do anyway, isn't it? Oh, honey, why don't you turn around and go back down to the store and buy that diamond bracelet you so wanted? Oh, I'm not going to submit to you. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, tell me that, huh? Now, that's easy to submit to a husband that'll tell you to do that, isn't it, Lisa, huh? But if he says, no, you can't have it, and you really want it, it's not quite so easy to submit than say, well, I love you anyway, honey, is it? Do you all understand where I'm coming from there? It's easy to submit when your husband is walking in love and doing everything you want him to do. When he's not doing what you want him to do, it's a little bit more difficult. But that doesn't make any difference. God told us what to do, didn't he? Yes, he did, and it's hard to walk there. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. 13, or, whoops.
Something jumped, so we're going back to where you were.
Okay. Okay. Okay, 11 and 12. We were 9, 10, 11 and 12. Okay. Upright citizens bless a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. Proverbs 11:11. Upright citizens bless a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. So if the upright citizens bless a city, then what should we be looking for to rule over our city? Godly people. And how are we going to get godly people? We're going to have to vote, or even better than that, those of us that are godly are going to have to take on positions and run for office. Amen. In government.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.